RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're going to talk about the matchup today. We're going to talk about VCU winning. We're going to talk about Billy Wagner making it to the Hall of Fame. We're not going to talk about the Dodgers continuing to sign superstars. I'm tired of the Dodgers. We're not going to talk about the Los Angeles Dodgers today. Everything else is on the board, though, for you. 833-804-0910. Pump for Billy Wagner, man. 10th year. Got in the door. You saw the video yesterday, man. I dare you to not cry watching that video, knowing what it means to him and the long wait paying off. Just super cool for a guy who's done a lot for baseball in this state and did a lot as a professional baseball player. Very deserving. He will be immortalized in Cooperstown. It is NFC title game week. Big show announcements. It's a big three times. I've only got two show announcements. That's all right. It's a big week. Let's make the third biggest will be in Philly. You knew that. Obviously, we were planning on that. Yeah. Monday show will be in Philly inside the locker room. We'll take you there, win or loss, as I've done for 14 years now. They win, we take you inside the locker room. They lose, I take you inside the locker room. It's what we do. Both outcomes are possible this weekend. It is important to say that. I believe this is a winnable game, and I think this rides on two things. Jalen Hurts and his health. If he is back to 100%, the Eagles are the better football team. I'm not saying Jalen is the better quarterback than Jaden. I'm not saying that, and I won't say that this week. But if he's at 100% with the roster around him, the Eagles are a better football team than the Commanders. That said, I don't think he's at 100%, and I think that tilts this closer to a level playing field. Item number two, turnovers. You talk about people getting replaced with AI. You can replace me with an AI bot MP that just comes on for 2 hours and talks about the importance of turnovers in winning and losing football games. I've said enough at this point. It's doable. I've got enough material that the bot will be able to coherently make an argument.
There will be one anti-Koozie segment.
And an anti-Koozie segment. That'll be the show. That'll be the format. It'll be seven segments of turnovers and their importance, and one anti-Koozie segment. That's Bot MP coming soon to a station near you on the free Odyssey app, Apple Store, Google Play. Got that one in. Count it. Thank you. Turnovers are crucially important. They determined three of the four title games. The other one, neither team turned the ball over. If you win the turnover margin, you win the game. Philly is very good at protecting the football. They got plays from their guys. You know, I love my guy, Mikey Sanders still. He was great last week. Frankie Louvu, Jeremy Chin, they were great last week. You have to create takeaways defensively. And you have to protect the ball offensively. We've seen that in their losses this season. They have not protected the ball offensively. First meeting in Philly, they got chances from the defense, didn't capitalize on them. That's because Jaden Daniels was hurt. He's good this week. So quarterback health and turnovers, two things I'll be watching this weekend. Big show announcements. Number one, Friday, lunchtime. Here's where I need you to be. Plaza Azteca in Short Pump. That is not just a Mexican restaurant. That is the Mexican restaurant where the robot delivers you your food. And that's great. Yeah, I love that. Two, they got all the TVs. That's a place to go to watch football. And three, I'm going to be there giving away swag. We will give you Commander swag if you're one of the first people to show up at noon Friday, Plaza Azteca, Commander's Lunch. Now, you may have noticed I deliberately avoided the words pep and rally. That sounded a lot like a pep rally. I get that. I understand if you are confused. It's not a pep rally. That's lunch with the Commanders, lunch with MP, come win some swag. We'll give you some fun stuff if you're one of the first people to show up at Plaza Azteca. Come find me at the bar, eating chips and salsa, doing radio, talking about the Commanders. But later that day, later Friday, we've got a pep rally. Like an honest goodness pep rally. AWOD, who is on after me, noon to 3, is throwing a Commanders pep rally at River City Roll. That's in Scott's Addition. So we got our West End people covered. We've got our downtown people covered. Our Scott's Addition people covered. You can come down to River City Roll from 3 to 5. They will have food specials, drink specials. AWOD's going to be there. Coach Chris is going to be there giving a motivational pep talk to the boys before they head off to Philly. Some of you know Coach Chris from Friday Night Football with Gary Hess. Gary maybe will give us a sneak peek of that tomorrow. That's going to be good, I dare say. I think that will be an outstanding addition to the party. So they'll have swag too there. AWOD's going to give you the details on that. He's on noon to 3 today. He's live and local. Friday, lunch. Come lunch with me, Plaza Azteca. We'll get the details buttoned down. But the first people to come find me at Plaza Azteca starting at noon on Friday in Short Pump. There's multiple Plaza Aztecas. Don't go to the wrong Plaza Azteca. I mean, go there. Eat Mexican food if you want. But if you want the Commander swag, you got to come to the Short Pump one because that's where I'll be. I'll be sitting at a table giving away Commander swag. We'll get the details buttoned down on this. They'll be on the website, thefanrichmond.com. Come eat lunch with us Friday. Celebrate the greatest season in 30 years. The vibes are fantastic. Never been better. We'll talk football. We'll give away swag. It will be a fantastic time at Plaza Azteca, Short Pump, noon Friday. Let's go. 3 o'clock. Get down to River City Roll, Scott's Addition, AWOD's pep rally. I'll be there. AWOD will be there. Coach Chris will be there. We will have swag there, too, to give away. Because we're going all out. Because you only make the NFC title game every so often. It's been a minute. This is that time. This is that place. I am fired up for everything that's about to go down. And then, of course, if they win, we go into overdrive. And if they don't win, which is a possibility, I think if Jalen Hurts is healthy, that's a possibility. Then we recap and just enjoy what was the greatest season in 30 years. And it's been fantastic. It's a magic carpet ride. I don't want it to end. After the Cincinnati game, you know I was flying a high after that Cincinnati game. Monday night win. The kid just was so good. Because you know I think the world of Joe Burrow. I think he's arguably the second best quarterback in all of football. Scored on every possession, and yet Jaden Daniels matched him throw for throw, put the winner into Terry's breadbasket on the road on national TV to announce his arrival. And silly me, in that moment when we played that throw and catch 100 times that week, I thought, if that's the season, and it could be, because at the time we had the loss in Tampa and an uninspiring win over the New York Giants that happened because the Giants kicker got injured on the first play and they couldn't kick extra points, so they lost the game. It was not, nobody saw that win and said, this team's going to the NFC title game. With those two, then the Bengals game, which was a playoff caliber appearance. At that moment, if that's the season, if that's the moment I cling to, that's a dang good moment. You can work with that kid, number 5. Then he throws the Hail Mary. And that's one of the great moments of our football lives, watching that play. And if those were the two moments, I could have gone into the offseason happy, let Adam Peters cook. Instead, we end up with 5 more of those moments. This magic carpet ride continues. Commanders in Philly. Pep rally Friday, noon, Plaza Azteca. Pep rally Friday, 3 p.m. at River City Roll, Scott's Addition. So West Enders, we got you. Scott's Addition, folks, we got you. Let's celebrate this season. Want to give one more note before we go to break. The Junkies hit on this. If you missed the Junkies, go back and play. They did the Pete Medhurst tribute. You know, unfortunately, we announced yesterday Pete Medhurst, who's done so many things at the fan stations over the years, died too young, 55, battled with cancer. We're all mourning him this week. The Junkies are doing a T-shirt where funds will go to the family, Brenda and the family, and it's certainly... We all miss Pete, and we're going to keep missing Pete. They played a very nice tribute to him. There's also a GoFundMe. All those details are on the Fan DC page. So support Pete, support the family. They know our thoughts are with them and the DC fan family at this time, and I'm sure Grant and Danny will express similar sentiments this afternoon. So we're keeping Pete in our thoughts. He would love just this week of DC sports. You got Ovechkin and the Caps winning up in Canada. You got an NFC title game. This is the stuff he lived for. This is the stuff we live for. And we send our best to him at this time. We are off and running on a Wednesday. One other programming note, no play Chesterfield today. The kids are not in school. They are not getting educated. So hopefully they're listening to this program, getting the education they need, because our educational system is not providing it. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
Deep. For him at the goal line. They bring three. Daniels backing up. He's just going to have to let one fly. Goes to the right side. Steps away from the defenders. Gives himself some time. Now steps up. Fires. Heads towards the end zone. It is
I like that play, too. They've had some good plays this year. Hail Mary to beat Chicago. The flip-the-switch reaction in the stadium is incredible. I will not forget that one. Commanders are in the NFC title game. You'll hear it right here, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. This weekend, Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock, this is the place to be. Richmond's home of the Commanders. The place to be Friday is two places. If you're in the West End, we'll be at Plaza Azteca Short Pump on Friday. Over the lunch hour, come by at noon. We'll have some Commander swag to give away. Celebrate the greatest season in 30 years. And then the official AWOD pep rally is at River City Roll at 3 o'clock in Scott's Edition. Two great opportunities to come celebrate the Washington Commanders as they head off to Philly in the NFC title game. Mel Kiper's out with his first mock draft. That's a thing I normally care about this time of year, but don't this year because the Commanders are still playing football. He's got Cam Ward at number one, Travis Hunter two, Shedeur Sanders three, and then no quarterbacks after that, which tracks with what we're all hearing. Total dud year for quarterbacks. I agree Cam Ward's the guy among the quarterbacks. I like Travis Hunter a lot, though. If the Browns got Travis Hunter, that would be the ultimate Browns move. Just have all the best skill players and zero quarterback talent whatsoever. It's not a formula that works in the modern NFL. But good on them for sticking with it there in Cleveland. Something else we need to address. Hazel, you do a lot of things around here. One of those things is you produce Richard McCann's home show, which has a name. I don't know what the name is.
It's just the home show.
The home show. Great. He posts here on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
No, I noticed nobody is complaining about the cost of cauliflower. It's $7 for a head of cauliflower.
Get him, Richard.
Get him.
Saturday morning, 6 to 8. Talks about the real problems.
You get to the bottom of stuff I wouldn't dare get to the bottom of. I have two questions here. One, why is a head of cauliflower $7? And two, why are you buying cauliflower? I'd buy cauliflower at free and work, see what I could do with it. You'd spend in $7. There are better options than cauliflower.
You're saying you would turn away.
I'd turn away. I'd let the market speak. I actually know why cauliflower costs $7.
Why?
It costs $7 every January and February because cauliflower is like the number one diet food. When you go on a diet, the thing they take, cauliflower has no taste, so you can put sauce on it and make it taste like what? Like
they make rice out of it.
Rice, vegan wings are like, you know, fried cauliflower with buffalo sauce on it. In January, everybody goes on a diet. Cauliflower becomes $7. Outsmart the system. Go on your diet in July. There's plenty of opportunities to do it.
I've never heard this before. That's terrific insight from Michael Phillips there.
That's terrific. That's why I enjoy
January and February. But he's throwing me off the way he's pronouncing this.
I know.
Cauliflower?
Is it throwing you off too?
It is.
Cauliflower?
I say cauliflower.
Cauliflower? Cauliflower.
There's an A in
cauliflower.
There.
Cauliflower?
Cauliflower.
I'm just skipping right over the
like Coach Kyle.
So I'm going to C-U-L-I-F.
I was thinking you spelled it different
in the post.
E-S-G-S-L-E.
It's a culinary specialty, right? Culinary.
I could be mayor of Philadelphia. I'm not going on a diet because we're going to New Orleans. And I promise you, you will not catch me on a diet. And that's it.
You're so right, though. You could throw some sauce on cauliflower and make it taste terrific.
It really can taste like anything.
Right. I've got you second guessing the pronunciation now.
I mean, yeah, you're right.
Cauliflower?
C-A-U-L-E-S.
There's like buffalo chicken cauliflower, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just cauliflower with buffalo sauce and it tastes like chicken.
It's the nothing of food.
Yeah.
It's absolutely nothing. You just put some ketchup on it, it tastes like ketchup.
So don't buy it January. How much does the price fluctuate?
That's a great question because I don't ever buy cauliflower. I can't imagine it's seven is the market rate normally.
Feels like three or four, no?
Sure feels like it should be in a $3. I buy broccoli sometimes. It's usually about three or four.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like cauliflower. What is cauliflower adjacent. If not white broccoli?
Yeah.
The M&M of broccoli, really. White broccoli.
He's sticking with his guns here.
He really is.
I can't
it's
unwind.
Cauliflower all
I
the way.
I cannot focus.
The other word I can't say, like when you were a kid and you draw with the Crayolas, what do you use?
Yeah. Crayons?
Yeah, I say crown, which every like C-R-O-W-N apparently is what I'm saying.
Right.
There's a Y in there, but I don't know how to work the Y in.
Crayon.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a tough one. It's
Thank
definitely
you.
A tough one.
Thank you. I'm not classically trained in the radio arts.
That's why when I was a kid, I was more into markers. Easier to use.
Yeah. Easier to pronounce. Yeah.
Give me finger paints. need finger paints. George is calling for an investigation into my pronunciation.
You know, there was an Odyssey station a couple weeks ago. I was driving around listening. I think it was like Alt 1021, and the hosts were saying they were doing this bit for their audience. Call in, all right? If you were forced to eat a crown, what flavor would you eat and what color would you eat and why? And like, it was such a stupid topic. I stuck with me for like the entire weekend. I was like going through my brain and I was like, well, I would never eat it, but like, what would orange taste like? You know, like that's
probably.
Do they
taste different?
No, they probably all taste the same, but it was just like it was a mind bend. It was like, what color would you want?
Is that like the thing, like, do the different Skittles actually taste different, or are they just different colors? You know, I actually don't know the answer to that question. I still don't.
Everything is a lie.
Mentally, like, oh, that one tastes like yellow, you know, that one tastes green,
yeah.
But do they?
Starburst tastes different, I'll tell you that. I will stand on this table.
No,
I believe you.
That's scientific fact.
Yeah.
Of course. And there are good ones and bad ones.
Yeah.
Pink is the best one, for instance.
Oh, no, it's red.
Ooh.
I knew you were going to say red.
Tell you what I'm going to be eating Friday. Chips and salsa via Plaza Azteca at noon. And then I'm going to eat pizza at 3. So I'm definitely not on a diet. I heard the pizza is banging at River City Roll. We'll be down there. 3 o'clock Friday, Commander's Pep Rally. Send him off to Philly in style. We got swag. We'll keep you posted on that as the week goes on. Zach Joachim talking about a VCU Hoops win on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan. That 105.1.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
it on a 3rd and 7, and they do. Bengals bring the house. Jaden loads one up for McLaurin in the end zone. Did he catch it? He did! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Unreal!
Is that the first London Fletcher laugh? It wasn't the last one, but it might have been the first one. A star is born, and I'm not talking about Jaden Daniels. Love that guy. London Fletcher laughing his way to the NFC title game. You've heard the whole run right here on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders, and of course, the most Commanders talk in town all day, every day. Grant and Danny, the Junkies, AWOD Radio. You're listening right now to MP on the Mic, 10 to noon each day, live on the Odyssey app. Grab the podcast, MP on the Mic. I can listen to that play an infinite number of times. I'm weird. I get that. When we're ranking moments, the Hail Mary has to be number one for reasons that involve it being a Hail Mary on national television. That you just can't pick anything else. Those are the rules. Until he throws a Super Bowl game winner, at which point that one becomes more important. Maybe Sunday you get a moment that's competitive, but the Hail Mary is something. If I'm stacking up Jaden Daniels moments, though, that is my number two. Just because that was when the light flipped for me. And you know this, pre-draft, you know, we talked a lot about it. That was my guy. I'm not here to take a victory lap because it's so hard to know. As with anything, have an approach, be steady in that approach. And my approach is simple. If I'm drafting a quarterback, give me the highest possible ceiling. Give me the highest possible, that's what this guy could be. And sometimes that comes with the lowest floor, which is why I'm not taking a victory lap. Because I acknowledge this thing could flame out too. The one thing I don't ever, ever want is Kirk Cousins. That's the one thing I never want is we're going to win 10 games every year and we won't be a little bit competitive when it matters. Baker Mayfield, who I like, would you want Baker Mayfield to be the quarterback of your team? Unquestionably, yes. He brings a lot to the table. He gets them to the playoffs basically every single year. And that's cool. Winning is better than losing. The high is so high at the peak, I'm always swinging for that fence. That was Jaden. The ceiling was so, so high on that kid because of the plays he could make. But you don't know. You never know. You really, truly never know. If you knew, Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady would have been number one overall picks. Neither of them were. Neither of them were single-digit picks last time I checked. You never know until you know. Russell Wilson, third rounder. You never know until you know. But I'll always prioritize the ceiling. Now, it's different in other positions, which is funny. Only quarterback. I want the highest possible ceiling. And you find out in that moment, chips are down, national TV, going against the guy whose shoes you were in at LSU for so long. You had to hear about how great he was and how he won a natty and blah, blah, blah. You make the play. You make the throw in that moment. What I didn't learn in that moment was that Terry McLaurin was good. I knew he was good. I've known that for a while. He's been good for a while. You knew when the time came when he got a real quarterback, he was going to start making catches. He was going to put the league on notice. And he has, of course, done that and done that magnificently throughout the run. Those are some of the things we'll be talking about at Plaza Azteca Friday, noon. Commanders rally, Plaza Azteca, get down there noon Friday. We'll have some swag to give away. That's Plaza Azteca short pump. I'm going to have to remind myself to say, you're going to have to nudge me on that. I'm going to have to remind myself to say that. And then 3 o'clock, River City Roll, Commanders pep rally with AWOD. Something I saw that was concerning is that it is snowing in New Orleans. There were 8 inches of snow in New Orleans yesterday. I don't like my Bud Light Big Game Week with snow. That's not my preference there.
No.
I'm a hard no on that.
You've had your share here in Richmond.
Well, we had a dusting last night. It was enough to shut down the entire community, apparently.
Please treat it seriously. Please. We're all shut down.
Here's the thing. You know this. I'm from Kansas. I'm tougher than you, and I don't brag about that because people here are not used to snow and ice. So I get that. It's a different environment. That said, They put the schools on a two-hour delay, and that's fine. I am good with being cautious. I will watch my kids for an extra 2 hours. I'm good with that. But then you go outside and you drive around and everything's fine, and we bag school for the day. That's the part I don't get. John Reed's going to demand answers on my behalf. We'll leave that to him. We have an NFC title game to tend to. Running backs, I think, are a major story here this week. Obviously, Saquon Barkley has been as good as it gets. There has been one half of football where the Commanders shut this guy down. Second half in Philly on that Thursday night. That's some of the magic right there. I like where they're at health-wise. John Allen, Daron Payne, those are big game guys. Bobby Wagner. Not just with John Allen and Daron Payne. Obviously, they've been here a while. They want to win the Super Bowl. Yeah, they've been to the mountaintop at Alabama. They know what it looks like to play in these games. From a strictly financial incentive standpoint, this is where you make your money as a free agent or a potential free agent or a guy who's coming in for renegotiation, as John Allen will be this offseason. This is where you do that, is with big plays in these games. America's watching on Sunday. This is going to be the third most watched football game of the year when the dust settles. We can say that in advance. You make a play in front of America, the Bears fans out there, the Jaguars fans out there, you know, the teams that don't have a team in it, they're all yelling, go get that guy. Why don't we have that guy? That guy's available. We got to get that guy. And that's how you end up being a high-priced free agent. You know, Bill Parcells talked about this at length, and Bill Belichick did during their runs. Andy Reid has addressed it. When you win a Super Bowl, you can't keep your team together because everybody is valued higher on the open market than they would be otherwise, because everybody wants a Super Bowl winner on their team. There's some mojo there. There's some juice there that you can't get any other way. That is the Super Bowl blessing. That is the Super Bowl curse. That is John Allen and Daron Payne's opportunity on Sunday to go make themselves a lot of money to continue playing professional football by stopping one of, if it's not him, it's Derrick Henry, one of the best running backs we've seen in a very long time. You know, I went to bat. I think Saquon would have been very deserving if he had won the MVP award this year. I think Josh Allen's going to win it. I think Josh Allen's very deserving. But it certainly, if they had handed it to Saquon, I would have left happy. If I had a vote, which I don't have a vote, I think I would have voted for Saquon. He's doing historic things. He is bringing the run game back along with Derrick Henry. Stopping him will be crucial. Now, on the other side, I think this is why everybody feels good about this weekend part. Jaden's been special for a while. We know about Terry. B-Rob's playing some really good football over the last 60 minutes, and Austin Eckler seems to be back from his injury. It's not who you play, it's when you play him. This is a team you don't want to play right now. They got two really good running backs. McNichols is blocking his butt off in the backfield, giving Jaden the time he needs to make his throws. If that's what this comes down to, I'm excited about that. Concerns? Trent Scott is a concern. Sam Cosmi out for the year. This offensive line hanging by a thread. They're going to play in the cold. I don't like the cold. Injuries pile up in the cold. It's tougher to throw the ball in the cold. The cold is a disadvantage for these guys, and it seems to just keep getting colder and colder as we go through the week here. Personally, I don't love that either. That said, I'd be out there in any weather for this. You tell me to be there, I'll be there. It doesn't matter. I've been at worse weather games that have meant a lot less than this one. Not missing this one after a long wait. I've actually never been to an NFC title game or an AFC title game. Never been to a conference. Been to a couple Super Bowls. Been to playoff games. Been to a lot of regular season games. A lot of preseason games. Been to a lot of training camp practices. Never a title game. And all you ever, you know, when you ask people around the league, they tell you these are the two best atmospheres of the entire year. In all of football. And it makes sense because the Super Bowl crowd is corporate. It's 10 grand to get into the Super Bowl. That's not accessible to a lot of people. But the NFC, the AFC title game, if you have season tickets, you've got a ticket. You're in. And it's a home field and it's a team and there's going to be a trophy presentation at the end. It's going to be a charged up environment up there in Philly. I have no doubts these guys are ready But I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to dive into it. Going to have a lot of fun. We will touch on VCU basketball. Zach Joachim joins the program at 11. Very nice win last night at Rhode Island. While we're touching on college basketball, we probably got to talk about John Calipari. Arkansas is 0-5 in SEC play after he got all that Tyson Chicken money. What is going on with Cal? Is he done? Is it over? Sure feels it. These are some of the talking points we'll use with Bill Belichick when we get there. Also, week one college football lines are out for next year. Virginia Tech is only a 9-point underdog to South Carolina in the Beamer Bowl. I think that will become double digits very soon if it hasn't already. We've also got maybe the best college football opener of all time. Texas at Ohio State. Arch Manning's debut in Columbus as they raise the banner. Ryan Day might raise a natty banner and get booed off his own field in the same day. Chef's kiss. You can't beat college football for drama. I freaking love it. Congrats to Billy Wagner making the Hall of Fame. We'll mention that as the show goes on as well. Craig Hoffman, chatting Commanders on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Bring the energy!
It's happening.
Run for your lives. It's time for MP on the mic.
Cunning, capable, agile, flexible.
It gets me pumped and it gets me going.
Michael Phillips is... MP on the mic.
O'clock NFC title game week. You'll hear it right here. 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Eagles and the Commanders. The winner will get to go to the Super Bowl. That's a pretty good prize for winning a football game. Commanders 60 minutes away from making it happen. Do not want to overlook. Local basketball squad's doing pretty darn good as well. They are on a roll right now, 81-57 last night in a place that has foiled them before, Rhode Island. Perfect time to bring on our guy Zach Joachim for his Wednesday segment. Zach, of course, with the Richmond Times-Dispatch, richmond.com, where you can find his takeaways from last night's game. Zach, good morning, buddy.
MP, what's up, my friend? First, I got a question for you. Is that the Tom Brady Let's Go on your intro there?
Ooh, I don't think it is Tom saying it, but because Tom adds a word there that we're not allowed to use.
True. Okay. Well, as a childhood Patriots fan, that was where my brain went. So if it is Tom, then that's cool, and I support that.
Where are you at on Belichick coaching at UNC?
Still fascinated. Has he signed the contract? Is it on the dotted line and everything? It seemed like it was iffy for a little bit. Maury quarterback Arturi Newkirk committed there the other day. I'm a Maury High School alum down in Norfolk. They won a Class 5 state championship this past year. So I've been thinking about his fit. Perhaps the next Tom Brady, they're saying.
if he's playing for Belichick, that was like for a while everybody David Cutcliffe coached at Duke was the next Manning. He coached Peyton and Eli. Like this kid, this Duke quarterback is the next Manning. Like, ooh, does he play like Peyton? Does he throw like Eli? No, but he's being coached by David Cutcliffe. Sometimes that's all you need, you know, get a little hype going.
Well, I think Newkirk might throw a better deep ball.
Yes.
So there's potential there in Chapel Hill for the Commodores alum.
That's all your worlds coming together. 757 Patriots. it's the perfect Zach story right there. I love it.
I'm gonna have to get down there for a game.
I'm more of a VCU casual than you and AWOD and that crew. Everything to me is in the lens of like, what does this mean for the tournament? Because that's everything to the casual fan. It sure feels like they're in a lot better spot now after this little road swing.
Absolutely. I think they're up to 47 in the net. I mean, they're, I want to say in the last Joe Lunardi projection that I saw, they were in the next four outs. And then after the win over St. Joseph's on Friday at Hagen Arena, he moved them into his A-10 automatic qualifier spot. So they're squarely on the bubble right now. They worked themselves very much into the conversation. And last night, man, 27 turnovers. Who said Havoc was dead? Woo. It certainly wasn't last night. And to your point, I remember Rhode Island as a bit of a house of horrors for VCU. Not just up in Kingston, but at the Siegel Center, too.
Yeah.
They were a thorn in VCU's side over the the Will Wade and the Mike Rhodes era. But now VCU's won five straight, and they lead the all-time series 12-11 against the Rams of Rhode Island. And after last night, too, we got to talk about the Rams sweep after beating Colorado State, Fordham, and Rhode Island now on the season. That's a pretty special achievement for this team. So if that doesn't get them into the NCAA tournament, I don't know what will. But certainly, if they keep playing defense like this, then they'll be well on their way. 17 steals last night. Rhode Island could not handle their pressure. And Odom has talked this season a lot about discipline disruption. That's kind of been his buzz term, because when they've played their best basketball, they have been picking up full court, and they have been pressing, and they have been using their guard depth to really get under opponent's skin from an on-ball defensive standpoint. And that was very much the case last night, and they did so without fouling, right? And the Seton Hall and Nevada losses in Charleston, that was a big part of their undoing, was kind of going over that line and getting a little too aggressive with the pressing, with the defensive disruption. But I think they're finding that equilibrium right now. Phillip Russell still struggled with foul trouble a little bit last night, but he was the only one. He got up to four and didn't foul out. And so 27 turnovers, I think that's tied for the fifth most in a game this season throughout college basketball.
Oh, wow.
So an incredible number. Archie Miller got a technical foul about midway through that second half, and I included that in my story because I couldn't blame him, because you're going to be pulling your hair out as a coach when your team commits 27 turnovers. And Brandon Jennings' defense continues to be a big part of that, man. He got Sebastian Thomas, I believe is the A-10's leading scorer right now, or coming into that game at 19 points per game. And he ended up with 19, but 15 of them were in the first half, and Jennings guarded him for a lot in that second half. I think it's a testament to the trust that he's built with this coaching staff, the freshman from St. Christopher's, that he's kind of this team's defensive stopper. And I love Sebastian Thomas's game. He's a lot of fun to watch. He really pulled Rhode Island back with, I believe, a 19-2 run in that first half after VCU built an 18-point lead, and they were able to really whittle it down. And Brandon Jennings' defense on Thomas in that second half was a huge part of it. Some other storylines to touch on last night. Christian Furman was hurt, uncertain on his status. It was a leg injury. He exited in the first half and did not come back. But Luke Bamboye stepped up, man. That freshman continues to really impress. He played 30 minutes, ended up with 6 points, 9 rebounds, 3 blocks, and 4 steals for the big man. So really impressive from him. And you just can't guard Joe Bamisile, man. The line keeps coming back to me. Ed McLaughlin told me one time that Joe could score with 3 guys guarding him in a phone booth. And he had 24 points last night, 10 of 18 from the field, and showed off the three-level scoring acumen. So to answer your question, man, yes, I think this is certainly starting to look like an NCAA tournament team. You got to get a revenge win against Bonaventure on Friday, though, because they've struggled a little bit since they handed BCU that conference opening loss. And so keep the momentum rolling. This is looking like a team that's very much on the bubble and working their way firmly into that conversation.
Not just a big game. A few tickets available. Grab those now, of course, from VCU Athletics. But also a game that will be played at Zach's preferred tip time of 9 p.m. Friday night. We'll be under the lights there at the Siegel Center. I know you're fired up for that one. Big game. You mentioned the kids. Luke Bamboye, 30 minutes last night. This isn't a little feel-good story anymore. This is a contributor, and he's holding his own.
Absolutely. Odom talked about his contributions, and with an already short front court rotation, I mean, for Furman to go down, you would think that could spell disaster for this team. And obviously, coming out of the offseason, you know, the big worry on paper was, did this team do enough in the portal to reinforce its front court rotation? You got Jack Clark playing really good basketball right now, and this is going back to Friday, but it was awesome for him to have 18 points against St. Joseph's, hit a couple clutch threes in that second half. He's a Pennsylvania native. He's from Cheltenham, which is just 20 minutes outside Philadelphia, so we had a bunch of friends and family there, so that was awesome to see. And then Luke Bamboye stepping up too, man. Those two guys have been a huge part of this resurgence lately for VCU, and if they can get firm and back healthy, then that would be super helpful too. But man, Luke's going to keep starting right now if he keeps playing this way. And, you know, 3 of 3 from the field, they only need him to be efficient around the rim. They don't need him to be a back-to-the-basket scorer that they're running the offense through and throwing it in. If he's doing all the little things and rebounding, and 4 steals for a big man is crazy. That was a big part of VCU creating those 27 turnovers in that game, and 17 of them were steals. And he continues to be an elite shot blocker, one of the best in the country. He had 3 more last night. So, yes, if he just continues to do the little things, scrap and claw down there, rebound, provide the rim protection, then this team's going to be in a good place, because its guards can carry it offensively.
That's Zach Joachim, Richmond Times Dispatch, Richmond.com. Love getting his VCU insights. I got one more VCU question for you. Ron Johnson just texted me. Asked Zach about the art and athletics class I taught him at VCU. There you go. There's a deep cut for you this morning.
I love Ron, man. That's awesome that he texted you. I've been meaning to... I think he commented on my Instagram post a couple of weeks ago, and I need to get lunch with him. So, Ron, if you're listening, I'll text you after we get off the call here. We can set that up. But I loved that class so much, man. It's about the intersection of art and athletics, obviously. And I remember, who was it? There's a VCU basketball player early on in that class who was writing poetry before his games, and it kind of helped him center mentally. We had VCU soccer players in the class and field hockey players and different athletes. Obviously, VCU, but my sister was a VCU arts major and obviously a wonderful arts school at VCU. And so when you can see that crossover between how art and athletics interact, that was super fascinating for me. I enjoyed it a lot. I interned a little bit for Ron's company, The Abstract Athlete. I hope he knows that I still wear that T-shirt all the time because people ask me all the time. I mean, it says artist plus athlete. And it's very basically about having that creative and physical outlet in your life and how much of a huge component to mental health it is, right? When you can be creative, when you can paint, when you can write, when you can do whatever your creative, whether it's music, when you can do whatever your creative outlet is, and also be physically active, then those are two foundational components to mental health, and they can overlap a lot of the time. We think of them as mutually exclusive, and they're not. A lot of the time, they can be beneficial to one another when you're interacting and having both of them. So I loved that class. Ron, I hope you're doing well, man. We got to get lunch soon.
A.J. Brown agrees with everything you just said. We're making it cool
exactly.
To read on the sidelines.
That's a perfect example, that inner excellence. And that was Johnny Williams, by the way, was the basketball player I was trying to think of, who I believe was writing down lyrics before his games and talked about how it helped him kind of center himself mentally before competition. So exactly, inner excellence. Didn't that book take off in sales after that? That author's got to be the happiest person in the world right now these last couple of weeks. I think their book sales have skyrocketed. They got to give A.J. Brown a shout-out.
Bestseller in Philly. Maybe we'll have like a book burning here in Washington before the game. You know, it's a rivalry. We're out on that right now. We can come back in on it on Monday. Zach Joachim joins us on Wednesdays, Richmond Times Dispatch, Richmond.com, of course, with the VCU Rams, and cataloging what has become. I think they've turned the corner. You posted the other day, KenPom has them as one of the unluckiest teams in America.
Yeah.
I understand that. I totally get where that's coming from. Are they unlucky, or are they just better now? Because I do think if you run back those Charleston games, they win them. But I don't know that it's because they get lucky breaks. I think it's because they're better.
They certainly should have won them in the first place, right? Those Seton Hall and Nevada losses. What was it? I think an 8-point lead against Seton Hall, a 14-point lead against Nevada. I'm not exactly sure what the methodology is behind luck, too. I had people ask me that after I wrote it, and I would admit that I'm not sure how they calculate how unlucky a team is. But if you go to KenPom, it's on the opening page. They have a luck metric that I think essentially tells you, you know, what your record is relative to your performance. I think that this ceiling was always there. It was just unrealized early on. But yes, to your point, I think it's stuff like finding that equilibrium between defending aggressively and not fouling. This team is still working into its identity. And you brought back a lot of pieces, so you can't even really use the excuse of roster transients, which you can use with so many programs, right, when you're bringing in an entirely new roster that you could very much use with VCU last year, right, when you had a new coach, you had a bunch of new players. They don't have that this year. They have some cohesion, and they have some turnover. So I think that they're finally – we're seeing the team that was picked to win this conference – and that a lot of people had confidence that this is going to be the best team in the A-10. I think we're finally seeing that come to fruition. Throughout the year, KenPom has had them, I think, as the highest team in the A-10 and has been higher on them than the net rankings were. And finally, VCU up to 47 now. That shows you what a double-digit road win against a quality opponent can do. That's, I think, where KenPom has thought they were going to be all year. Bartorvik as well, any of the metrics that you look at was higher on them than the actual rankings were. So, look, Juwan Dent was amazing in New Mexico, and I think Melvin Council hitting that game winner late at Bonaventure, and Bonaventure led for a lot of that game. I think the Bonnies and Lobos deserve to win those two games, but this should really only be a two-loss team at this juncture, and I think you're starting to see them play to that ceiling, and that luck metric is largely just based off of the fact that a few breaks and bounces of the ball and late shots didn't go their way in those Nevada and Seton Hall games, and the metrics recognize that.
Catch you in that luck on Friday night, 9 o'clock tip. St. Bonaventure coming to town. Big rematch game for that New Year's Classic up there in Olean. Time to get a little bit of revenge. Zach Joachim, you read him in the Richmond Times-Dispatch, richmond.com. Always appreciate it, dude. See you Friday night.
Night Owls rejoice. I'll see you Friday night, my friend.
There you go. Says, for some, rejoice. For others, find the coffee. We'll find a way. You'll hear it, of course, right here. You're listening to the home of the Rams in Richmond, 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Today morning, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Fam, couple of reminders, no play Chesterfield segment today. The kids are at home, perhaps driving you crazy, perhaps you're sitting them by the fireplace and turning on the radio and they're enjoying MP on the mic. Great decision. Great parenting, if so. If not, good luck to you. I got mine running around somewhere. Who knows? No better educational program than MP on the mic. I've always said that. This is basically the schoolhouse rock of sports-based talk radio shows. We will be on site at Plaza Azteca on Friday, 12 o'clock, Plaza Azteca. You can get there early. I'll be doing the show. I'll be sitting at the bar talking about how good the Commanders are, how this dream season continues for at least one more week on Sunday. You can come by, get some Commanders swag if you're one of the first people at Plaza Azteca. Of course, we'll get you ready. Then the Commanders pep rally, 3 o'clock. River City Roll, Coach Chris is going to give a motivational speech. I am fired up for that. He is a master of motivational speeches as a former coach himself. We've got something that I think will be a little motivational because today's Turn the Page Wednesday. Those are the rules. Monday and Tuesday, you can look back. Haven't mentioned the Lions game once today. Not going to mention the Lions game. We've turned the page. We're on to Philly. Is Jalen Hurts healthy? I don't know. Is Saquon Barkley good? Yes, he is. You got to contain him. What are the keys to victory? We'll be breaking all that down over the next few days. What's the path to victory for the Commanders? So it's a Turn the Page Wednesday. Let's get ourselves ready for a divisional rivalry to go to the Super Bowl.
Let me hear you all say
awkward.
Let's go, Bird!
I guess, boys, we're underdog.
Likes it.
And we got anybody, anywhere, anytime.
Anytime.
Anyway. Away from going to the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Can you believe that?
As Tom Brady would say, let's freaking go. That's the good stuff right there. Eagles Commanders, divisional rivalry to go to the Super Bowl. Two teams just in very, very different places, right? Jalen Hurts loses this. He's in the Lamar territory. He's good. Everybody sees he's good. Is he built to do this? Does he have the team around him? Can you build a team around him? It sure feels like he's got all the pieces and this is the year. For Washington, house money. They're the underdogs. They got a great young quarterback. He's a rookie. Adam Peters continues to build around him and find a way to patch up the holes every time there is one. Big one coming this week with Cosme out. That's going to be on the offensive line. We're all watching Trent Scott. Can he duplicate his success from last week? On defense, bringing in Bobby Wagner, bringing in Frankie Louvu, giving this team the linebackers, Dante Fowler, giving this team the linebackers they've never had before, it seems like, at least in recent memory. That guy in the booth, London Fletcher, last impact linebacker this team has. Now, all of a sudden, you've got real linebacking. Everything about this is hilarious. Ron Rivera came from Carolina, brought everything that wasn't bolted down with him. Arguably, one of the better linebackers coaches in the history of the National Football League. Played linebacker on the 85 Bears. I've heard they were good. Coached Luke Kuechly, coached Thomas Davis, assembled great defenses, gets here, and nothing at linebacker for four straight years. Brings all his guys from Carolina. No production from them for four straight years. Now you got two guys on defense, one a linebacker, who are dominating from Carolina. The script writers love what they've got to work with here. Dan Quinn, second-time head coach, paired with Cliff Kingsbury. Cliff Kingsbury hasn't just redeemed himself. He is now, I would argue, his star's higher right now than it's ever been at any point in his career. Because even when he left Texas Tech, it wasn't off a natty or off a BCS win or anything like that. He had that hot start in Arizona. There were a couple weeks there. Ooh, Kyler, Cliff, good things are happening there. As a couple weeks, that bubble burst pretty quickly. They limped to that finish line. Sure feels like his star is going to shine all offseason. He'll be one of the top contenders for a new job next year. That's where this team's going to have to win. They're going to have to outsmart, outfox the Eagles. Find a way to get this thing across the finish line improbably with a third straight playoff road win. How sweet it would be in Philly. Eagles are the favorites. I get why the Eagles are the favorites. That's a good football team there. Well-constructed. Saquon Barkley, very much in the MVP conversation for good reason. A.J. Brown, you know, he's a star. He's different than Terry. They're stars in different ways, but he's unquestionably a star. And you got the weather. Haven't seen these guys win a cold weather game yet this year. That's something that's going to be hanging over this operation here. I guess it was cold for that Eagles game in D.C. Not like this, though. Going to be the bone-chilling cold on Sunday. Get Jaden Daniels the rib wrap. Get him, keep him warm. These are important things this weekend. Got to make sure number five's taken care of. I don't have any doubts he'll rise to the occasion. It's nice to be in a big game where that doesn't even cross your mind, right? The Lions have to wonder, is Jared Goff going to show for this? You've got teams that say, can our guys rise to this occasion? Zero doubts here. Jaden Daniels has earned his stripes over the course of the season. Zero doubts here. Bobby Wagner showing up ready to play. Zach Ertz back in Philly. What a storyline there. Zach Ertz coming back. He got that touchdown late and a fantastic one at that in that game in Philly where the offense struggled to get going. They may not get that luxury on Sunday. They may need to start a little bit faster to have a chance to win. My excitement level is a 10 right now. It's going to be an 11 by Friday at Plaza Azteca. It's going to be a 12 by the time I pull into the parking lot in Philly. I can only imagine how the players are in a situation like this. It's awesome. It's cool. Thank you for coming along for the ride. We got two segments left today. We'll send you off to AWOD Radio. He's live and local. Noon to 3. Also celebrating a VCU Victory Wednesday. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Second and goal at the 5. McNichols goes in motion. Snap to Daniels. Steps up. Middle of the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Washington. Zach Ertz. A 5-yard strike from Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, that was a really nice play call.
George says another home run sounder by Hazel. Nicely done. Got me fired up. We got ourselves a football game this weekend. Eagles and the Commanders, 3 o'clock at the Link in Philly, which is a depressingly good stadium. I always go up there and I'm like, man, I like this stadium a lot. It's right off of 95, easy in, easy out. Got the little facility there with the bars, the restaurants nearby. It's better than the people of Philadelphia deserve, I'll tell you that much. What the people of Richmond deserve is a pep rally, and AWOD's giving them one. 3 o'clock Friday, River City Roll. Make sure to get down there. That will be a thrill. We'll be doing our show Friday from Plaza Azteca in Short Pump. So come on out to Plaza Azteca Short Pump. One, we got gear to give away. Commander's gear. So that's exciting. Two, we're going to be giving away a gift card to Plaza Azteca, so your lunch could be on the house. Three, the robot delivers your food there. What more do you need? That's it. That's all you need right there. Let's do, I have not given Billy Wagner enough love today. Let's give Billy Wagner his love right now, because we football will be here all week, but Billy Wagner needs some love right now.
Final member of the class of 2025 played 16 seasons for the Astros, Phillies, Mets, Red Sox, and Braves, finishing his career with a sparkling 2.31 ERA and 422 saves, the eighth most all time. Today, Billy Wagner joins the Hall of Fame family.
10 years in the waiting, Pride of Virginia, and still he's a high school baseball coach outside of Charlottesville. Great guy, has done a lot for the game of baseball. I texted Parney right away, and Parney texted back, "I scream so loud, the whole neighborhood is calling the cops." Which is, I think, that comedy. So, Hall of Fame, you have to get, you know, the what 70% of the vote, 75% of the vote. 75% of it. You have 10 years to do it. If you don't get the required percentage of the vote in 10 years, you drop off the ballot. And there are other ways in, but it's harder. This was Billy Wagner's 10th year on the ballot, his last opportunity to make the Hall of Fame. He benefits now from the hindsight of knowing how important relievers are to the game, because in his days, I mean, you're just a relief pitcher. Now, everybody's a relief pitcher. Man, starters are relief pitchers, more or less. They're going 4 or 5 innings in games. He dominated at a high level for a very long time. Great career. Very deserving. I'll be excited to see him in Cooperstown. Parney said he's going to do Parney Time Season 2 this year, so we'll get a chance to hear that on The Fan. Of course, you can catch Parney Time Saturday and Sunday mornings right here on The Fan. Fired up for my guy. You see the video, man. He's crying when he gets the call. His family's crying. It's just a cool, emotional moment to see that happen. Any sport, anytime, you get a guy in the Hall of Fame, they know what that means. It's something special. I got a couple of years ago, got to be up in where were we when Barber went into the Hall of Fame? I don't remember. When Rondé Barber became a Hall of Famer, we were at one of the Super Bowls. L.A., I feel like. Just super cool to see him and see his excitement and celebrate that with him. Same thing here with Billy Wagner, who will be celebrated now in Cooperstown. Another guy who I think has a chance to be there one day is Bobby Wagner, who you'll see on the field on Sunday for the Washington Commanders. Hall of Famers on the field Sunday. Saquon's going to be a Hall of Famer someday, I think. Does he need a ring? I don't know that he needs a ring. LaDainian Tomlinson's in. He never got a ring. I think this season probably seals it, leaving New York and being dominant. I think he's on the trajectory for sure, finding a way to get it done with a new team. New York letting him go, stupidest thing they could have possibly done. The way he's run this year and the way he's enhanced that Eagles lineup, he's shown the value of the whole position for the Eagles. I think Bobby Wagner's in. I really do. Zach Ertz is probably, I don't know. It's hard to get in as a tight end. I don't know if he's there. He's borderline. Ring would be nice. Ring on the way out with a different team. That would help the ring always helps the cause. Certainly a ring with a rookie QB in Washington would help the cause immensely. I'm not even going to jinx it by saying who could be in the Hall of Fame someday on the Commanders team. I'm just saying, if he continues at the pace of having 7 highlight reel moments per season, that looks good on the resume. Too early to call. we may have a wild legacy game. You know, you tease out all the Super Bowl matchups, right? So Eagles against Bills, America's rooting for the Bills. We're not, nobody's giving a second thought to that. We're all going for the Bills, and we're all going for the Bills hard. Eagles, Chiefs, America shrugs. We don't like either of them. I like the Chiefs, obviously. But I get that you don't like the Chiefs, and I understand why you don't like the Chiefs. That'd be, got to root for somebody. All right, whatever. Eagles against the Bills. Oh, Eagles, Bills, we had that one. Commanders against the Bills. Everybody wins. What a great matchup. Josh Allen, he's fun. The Bills, it'd be great to see them win. A rematch of a Super Bowl. Certainly two teams digging back into the archives, reliving the glory days. Jaden Daniels making his mark. Chiefs Commanders, though, is probably the best storyline Super Bowl, even beyond the name stuff, right? Like, because we're going to get to litigate for 2 weeks why one of the teams gets to be named after Native Americans and the other one doesn't. I don't know that that'll be my favorite part of the 2 weeks. It would happen, though. You've got, this has vibes of the Mahomes Brady Super Bowl, though, because before that Super Bowl, I said, okay, you've got Mahomes, kid on the rise. He's not, nobody's saying Mahomes will be in the Hall of Fame yet, but he's clearly on the trajectory against the GOAT, the greatest of all time. If Mahomes can beat him, he'll have a chance at it. If Mahomes can't beat him, I think you say Brady secures the GOAT title for another generation because he'll always have this win. Brady got the win. Mahomes, though, is clawing back into the conversation. Three in a row, and we've got to reopen the conversation. That's something nobody's ever done in the history of football. Won three Super Bowls in a row. Jaden Daniels, chance to announce himself as not just a star, but the star going forward in the NFL. You think about this team, all the 1 o'clock kickoffs they played this year, all the times we were on a CBS regional broadcast to 12 people, like somebody up there with their iPhone filming it. Like, all right, yeah, we're contractually obligated to show you this. Not going to be kicking off a lot of 1 o'clock games next year. Going to be a lot of 425s, a lot of Sunday night, Thursday night, Monday night. Are we going overseas? It's possible. Dolphins are hosting a game in Madrid. I mean, what's better than putting Tyreek Hill, Jaden Daniels on the same field, an international game, 9:30 a.m. kickoff? Sure feels possible. We're not going to be doing a lot of 1 o'clock kickoffs, though. America's going to want to watch this kid play. And because it happened so quickly, you get another year of the core together, which is cool. Because normally, a season like this happens, look what happened in Detroit, right? Everybody's leaving. That will happen next year after the year. Cliff Kingsbury's going to leave at some point. You just got to make your peace with that. You know, the skill players are going to leave at some point. This happens so quickly, there almost wasn't time for the league to catch up on how good these guys are. They're going to get to run it back for another year, which is something pretty special that you don't get to see all the time. Something to take advantage of for sure. But this year's the excitement. This year's where it's at right now. Eagles and Commanders. You'll hear it Sunday on your home for the Commanders in Richmond, Virginia. 9:10, the Fan. We'll bag the Steelers talk. We don't need Steelers talk today. We'll get to that another day. The Steelers are screwed. That's the essence of Steelers talk. The Steelers and the Browns, great teams, no quarterback. And that's, you know, Washington Post, I always do a thing like, what's responsible for the turnaround? And I think you have to put Josh Harris number one. None of this happens without new ownership. I feel very confident about that. They had Dan Quinn, Adam Peters, 2 and 3. And I'm not mad about that. They've both done their part. Jaden's number two, though. None of this happens without Jaden. It is a quarterback-driven league. The quarterbacks are the stars. He's the one doing these last-second wins. And you adjust 6 to 7 Jaden Daniel throws over the course of the year, this team doesn't make the playoffs. Could this team have done this with any quarterback they've had in the last two decades? I don't think so. I just don't think anybody's had the combination of arm strength, the combination of moxie, ability to play under pressure, and it's not luck at a certain point. When you do it 6 times, when you do it 5 times in a row, it's not luck anymore. It's a team that's fully bought in and fully believing it. We'll celebrate that team at Plaza Azteca. Friday noon, get down there, have lunch with us and the show. Should be a fantastic time. We'll have some Commander swag to give away. We'll tell you more about that as that approaches. We got a little crosstalk to handle. We will wrap up the Wednesday program. We'll send you off to AWOD Radio. Grant and Danny drive you home tonight. You're on Richmond's home of the Commanders, 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.